Welcome to the Food Sadist. Today's appetizer features the ikizukuri. Imagine you are in Japan. You want to make the best of the situation and experience some authentic Japanese cuisine because your search for a middle school girl with D-cup breasts to spank you with a Hello Kitty paddle has proven thus far, what's the word? Fruitless. So you walk into a sushi place and order the first thing that sounds appetizing. Oh, you say to yourself, what an appetizing jumble of Japanese-sounding syllables. Ikizukuri. And just then, a scene of pure unspeakable horror unveils before your eyes as the cook grabs a fish out of a tank and starts slicing it up while it flops around on the cutting board in front of you. Then he throws it on your plate. The fish, still twitching and knocking around your side dish. Ikizukuri literally means prepared alive, and it delivers on everything the name implies and explicitly states. You can even choose your own fish for the kill, so if you're an asshole, you can go for the one which seems happiest at the moment. The chef will then use his matrix skills to partially gut and cut it up in mere seconds and serve it to you. The trick here? He must cut the fish without killing it. With its heart exposed and beating, gills still working, trying to gasp for air, and those last few seconds of pain-filled consciousness, staring at you with its slowly dying eyes, which beg to ask the question in a fainting tone. Why? Your fish is ready for eating. It gets worse. Often, the licensed ikizukuri chef will take the pieces he cut from the fish and reassemble them like some nightmarish jigsaw puzzle. It might be considered quite spectacular from a culinary point of view, but thinking of it as some form of sick joke to taunt the fish is much more rewarding. For an equally horrifying variation, the Chinese have yin-yang fish, which involves dipping the living fish into oil and frying it alive, but again, just enough that it is still living, right up until you plunge your fork into its little face, into your mouth.